This is the CD Killers Podcast. I'm Jonathan Richtrup.
And my name is Craig Eves, and we bring to you mass media information.
That's right. Well, to kick things off with the podcast, let's just explain the name, the CD Killers Podcast. Me and Craig were riding home from a temple trip for our church, and we were just talking about video games, movies, and everything.
We're Mormons. We are hardcore Mormons.
That's right. And Ryan over here is just flipping out. Because he doesn't like it when we record stupid.
If you all don't know, Ryan Eves is our technician, and
we're very thankful for his
hard work.
Yeah, he's the one who's actually going to make this one possible, and so is iTunes. Moving on. So we were talking, and we said, let's do a podcast, because it'd be fun to talk, and I can talk about video games all day, and I'm sure you're sure Craig could talk about movies, games, and all kinds of music, and so I said, well, we're going to have to come up with a name, and we both agreed on the CD Killers podcast, because my gamer tag for Xbox Live is CD Killa 1942. Please don't add me, I don't want like 5,000 requests. Anyways, and he said, sounds great. The point is, the CD Killers, we kill CDs because podcasts can only be found on iTunes. That's right, we kill CDs.
Yes.
We're iTunes only.
We're CD Killers.
Yeah, that's right. Alright, that's what's up with the name if you're ever wanting it. Anyways, we're going to go into some news. If you guys know, by the time this is up, it'll be very old news, but we're just trying to get this in. E3 conference has just ended about a week ago, actually. Well, maybe almost less than a week from now.
Maybe.
Yeah, because it ended on Friday last week. We're just going to go on some touching on some stuff. We're first going to start talking about the Project Natal, or Kinect, if you will, because I guess that's what it's really called now. I'll touch on this. I'm Jonathan. I'm just going to touch on this. I'm actually kind of disappointed on some of the stuff because, for one thing, some of the games were really stupid and just kind of like a dumb idea. I didn't like it at all, actually. Some of them, like Kinect Adventures and, it just seems silly and kind of I don't care. However, some of the other stuff that it showed, like Your Shape by Ubisoft, looked phenomenally amazing. I just thought, wow, that's going to be so awesome. And, to get the fitness exercise, sure, it's a somewhat copy of the Wii Fit, but it's better because you don't have to carry two controllers and stand on a board. It's more freeing and opening the environment.
Yes,
you know?
Way more enhanced.
Yeah, me and Craig just looked at the videos and everything. It's really interesting.
Will they be coming out with more video games for the Kinect?
I can only imagine, dude. It's the new stuff. I mean,
nice. Okay.
Of course.
They better. I mean, they better be good.
The only concern I have is it's going to be hard to get a hardcore gamer into this because I'm still trying to understand how they're going to get movement into this. I mean, I can imagine them putting a gun in your hands and you can like make your hands do a gun shape. And then, I guess they can somehow make that animation work. But how are they going to make you move?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be drugging in place.
I don't. No. That would be very
that
weird.
Stupid.
And I don't want it to be one of those, like, if you go to, like, an arcade and you just, like, stand with the gun and it moves for you. I want to have some movement.
Interaction.
Yeah, interaction.
Total interaction.
Yeah.
I want to feel like I'm playing, not someone else.
Yeah. Like, you're in control.
Yes.
But we'll see. Only time will tell. I mean, honestly, there's no way of just actually going to be able to tell. Moving on. The new Xbox 360. I was amazed. And I don't know if you guys saw the Ubisoft and EA conference. I think that's what it was. If you guys saw that conference, I was so amazed and surprised when they showed us the new 360. Because they had the 360, the original, like the one that's just right there. And it was like a hollow 360. And then what he did, he went up to it and he said, "This is your new 360." And he just patted it and I thought, "Oh, that's just looks like a regular 360. I'm so disappointed." He lifts it up and shows a slim, brand new, like sleek 360.
Nice.
And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, that looks amazing."
Nice.
And so they show the trailer, which was awesome. By the way, it zooms in, high definition trailer, live. So it's pretty cool. And then he says, "When are you going to get it?" You're going to get it now. It's coming in stores next week, blah, blah, blah. All that good stuff. So I'm super excited about that. And, why we should be excited is because it has a 250 gigabyte hard drive, which is like a small computer, really, because that's a lot of storage.
It's a lot of memory.
Yeah, it is a lot of memory. It is. If you guys don't know, the original hard drive only held about 180 gigabytes, which is a lot. If you can, I have a 20, and I'm surviving on a 20 gig, but 180 sounds like amazing. But then a 250. That's just amazing. That's
way compact.
Yeah, really.
Just looking at the Xbox 360, it's really advanced in technology these days. I mean, you really wouldn't think about fitting 250 gigs in something so small.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's smaller. It's a lot smaller than
this. It is a lot smaller.
Yeah, it is. It's smaller. It's more sleek. It's amazing how it is. I wonder if
it's more protected, you know.
Well, it is whisper quiet, and it has a built-in fan.
Nice.
And if you saw, like, all the vents, that's where, like, air can come in through. So I can imagine that the Red Ring of Death is officially dead.
Over.
Hopefully it is over and dead. That's the hope. That's the game of hope.
Yes, that is the
fingers
game.
Crossed. Another thing, let's see.
Now, see, totally, I'm a Nintendo fan originally, but seeing this new Xbox 360 makes me want to get rid of all my Nintendo stuff and go with Xbox 360.
See, now, if that doesn't say anything to you Nintendo fans, I'm sorry. I respect your system, but I will never buy it. If that doesn't say something to you guys, then you're lost or something. I mean, honestly, if a Nintendo fan like my friend right here wants to trade in everything for the 360, that's saying something.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. Well, you guys can make your own opinion on this, but I love Nintendo. Nintendo is amazing. It's fun. You know, they make out a lot of good games.
Yeah.
Especially the Mario games. I love Mario.
Okay, I'll respect you on
Mario.
Mario
is amazing. But seeing this new Xbox 360 at the E3 conference, you know,
It says something.
It's a lot more advanced than the Wii will probably ever be, unless, of course, Nintendo comes out with an all-new amazing console.
Which they probably will, and blow us out of the water somehow. I don't know how they'll just do it. They're like, what, 10 years into the future is with us or something?
Well, I don't know, because, I mean, they're still stuck with the Wii remotes and everything. But this new Xbox 360 Plus, the Kinect,
Kinect,
you know,
it's
everything that the Wii probably will never be for a while.
Not for a while, unless they come up. Well, that's the thing. The E3 conference just came out, and so far, the only new thing is the 3DS and the new Wii, which doesn't do anything so far. It's just black, and it looks different. It doesn't really show any more new graphics, which would be amazing if they put really phenomenal graphics. That would be just amazing. Then I would buy a Wii.
I mean, they need to upgrade on that.
So far, the only reason for me getting a Wii is because I love the Spyro series, and they have a lot of Spyros for the GameCube, and you can play GameCube games on the Nintendo Wii, and, you know, just, you know, compile all that together. Anyways, let's move on. Some new games that were shown at E3, we're just going to touch on these, we're not going to really go into depth. Gears of War 3, I'm just going to be honest with you, I don't care so much.
Yeah.
I played the first Gears, and I thought, yeah, that's cool. Blood and Guts. Who wouldn't love a game like that?
I mean, I looked at this, and I was like,
it looks the same.
Yeah. You know, I saw this at, you know, playing Halo. It's just the same.
Yeah.
I mean, you go around
except
and kill
for
people.
Except for the third-person shooter.
Save the world, you know.
Yeah. But I really don't care too much. But if you guys really do, go look it up. It looks kind of cool. I mean, it's more better graphics and new characters. New weapons, and I read an article actually about this. It's very interesting. It has some pretty neat stuff in there if you guys are interested. But as far as I'm concerned, I really couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I really couldn't.
I think I'd rather go with Halo Reach.
I mean, even then, I'm not looking too forward to Halo Reach. But anyways, let's go on here. Portal 2. You ever heard of Portal in the future?
Actually, I haven't. I've heard of Portal, but not Portal 2.
Well, Portal is, for everyone who just doesn't know, and I'll explain it to you, Portal is about a project, basically, for this girl you play as the entire game. Yes, you play as a girl.
I mean,
you play as a lot of girls.
As a girl.
There's a lot of girl characters.
There's a lot of
girls. I mean, look at Borderlands or, you know, other games. Anyways, you're a test subject for a place called... do you remember what the place was called? I forget. It was like Aperture Science. That's what it's called. And they're like in a scientific room against a place called Black Mesa. It ties into like the Half-Life series. And you make this gun called the Portal Gun, and you shoot a portal from one side that shoots a portal from there, and you shoot another one to the other one. It'll connect into a portal, and it's like a wall that goes into each other. It's pretty complicated. If you play the game, you'll know what I'm talking about. Point is, the end of the game, and spoiler alert, just really big spoiler alert, you defeat GLaDOS, which is like this big robot testing you the entire time, trying to kill you basically the entire time. And you defeat her, or defeat, there's a quote on that one. And you wake up on, like, this big old parking lot outside the Aperture Science place. And the point of Portal 2 is to continue the story and a whole different ideas of, like, weapons. Or not weapons, but, like, ideas of puzzles. It's basically a huge puzzle game. And I thought, I looked at the demo that was at E3. It looks amazingly awesome. There's different kinds of things that can go happen in there. Like, the one they showed was actually where they had this big container of, like, this blue stuff where if you pour it on the ground, you jump on it. It's like a trampoline almost. And you can jump on, like, into it makes you jump higher and everything.
That's cool.
And they only showed a few things. There's another one. It was an orange container where if you spill it, it makes you run faster. Like, you could run sleeker and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really cool how it all worked out. So I'm pretty excited. And the story looks very interesting. When I played Portal, I barely was able to get through all of it. It was a very hard game. The puzzles were hard. I don't know if you're laughing at me if they were hard or not, because it took me forever to beat it. But it was pretty amazing, and I'm pretty excited. The only bad thing is it's coming out, like, next year. So
bummer.
Yeah. Really big bummer.
It sounds very exciting. Makes me, you know, that's another reason why I'd probably want to go with an Xbox 360 anyways, because there's a lot of good games that are exclusive to Xbox 360.
Honestly, Mass Effect, Halo.
I know.
Alan
Wake. Alan
Wake.
Alan
Wake. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of exclusives for the Xbox 360.
And Nintendo, you know, basic games.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on. There's Metal Gear Solid Rising. And the big thing about this, first of all, you guys heard of Metal Gear Solid, right?
Yes.
I remember when I first had my PlayStation 1, and I played the very first Metal Gear Solid, and me and my dad loved that game. It was amazing. We thought the story was great, the gameplay was great, everything. And then, you know, the series went on. There's, like, what, 7 of them already out there or so? There's a lot more than 7. There's a lot. The point is, there's a lot of them. Now, the thing why this is very important is because this game is going to be for the 360. And if you guys know, Metal Gear Solid was made for Sony, which is for PS3 and PS, you know, for PlayStation. And it's amazing how they're actually going to the 360
the
for this
360.
One. And I'm actually very kind of shocked and amazed that they're actually doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
But that's basically the only new thing about it. You're playing as Naked Solid Snake. You know, same characters. Well, no, same character, new characters. New gameplay. I don't really have too much info on that one. I'd have to research on more on that. But for the most I know is that it's for 360, and it's for a PlayStation. You know, in that whole entire network of PSP and PS3.
Surprising that PS3, PS, well, PS whatever, you know, would actually let Xbox 360 take over a game like that.
Well, not take over, but just like invite almost.
Yes, invite.
It's
yes.
Like the war is kind of like, you know.
Spreading.
Yeah, it's kind of toning down almost. Yeah, I'm very surprised. All right, I think that's all we really have for the E3 conference. So much is, unless you guys have anything you guys want to add.
It was a very good conference. You know, I like watching it.
The trailers were outstanding. I saw the Brink trailers. Brink is about a game about a post-apocalyptic area where you use different gameplay elements. Like if you guys play Mirror Edge, which is a whole bunch of parkour, it's like acrobatic movements. You can use that in that game basically to climb over different obstacles and use everything. It looks very amazing. A lot of new stuff, like it's stuff that's coming out next year. Brink isn't coming out till 2011, I think, like January or somewhere, time,
yeah.
Somewhere right there. And they showed also Gears of War, Ghost Recon. Future Soldier, which I first looked at, I thought not too cool because I played the Graw series and I thought it was kind of fun for the first games for the 360. It was kind of cool. Then I saw the demo for this game and I thought, wow, this looks amazing. And it's supposed to be in 3D.
Whoa.
So that's pretty.
Wow.
That's it's pretty huge.
So are you gonna have to wear glasses for this one?
Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine unless
yeah.
They somehow give you a really cool screen that
yeah.
projects 3D. I mean,
there's new HD. I mean, not HD. There's new TV screens that do 3D.
Yeah,
actually,
still wear glasses.
We'll get back to we'll get on that in just a second. Let's move on to that's really all we have for the E3 conference. And if you guys got nothing else left, we'll just move on.
Let's move on.
we're just going to go to movies. We're just going to go to some new movies, actually. Toy Story 3, if you guys know, has come out. And have you guys seen it yet?
Nope. I haven't seen Toy Story 3, but I've heard plenty of good things about it from other people.
For all I know, the Spanish Buzz Lightyear is hilarious. And you do get to see Andy a lot, actually. My brother got to see it, so he's told me a lot. You do get to see Andy a lot, unlike what you usually did, which you only saw him like a couple glimpses. But you do get to see him quite a bit. You know, stuff like that. It does look really cute and amazing.
You know, if you were a Toy Story fan when you were a little kid, watch Toy Story 3. It's worth it.
Yeah, I was actually kind of afraid, but from what I've heard, it's not disappointing at all. Hold on just a second. I got a phone call. Can you pause? Okay, we're back. We're talking about Toy Story 3. I think we were just wrapping it up, actually. It looks great. Go ahead and see it. Let's move on. New movies that are actually out is Eli. Book of Eli. If you guys got any...
Post-apocalyptic movie. You know, seen plenty of trailers, seen plenty of the actual movie. It's actually pretty exciting. If you like those kind of movies, I guess, go and watch
that. A lot of action.
Yes, a lot of action.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Kind
of like a one-man stand kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like that one from Paris with Love, almost, like, because
yeah,
a lot of explosions and everything, you know, kind of like that.
George Washington's in there, right?
Yeah, isn't he?
Who's
think so.
George Washington?
Main character in Book of Eli?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sure.
we'll just go with that.
He's getting pretty old. He needs to stop acting.
No kidding.
Yeah, seriously.
It's almost like Chuck Norris. Oh, okay, let's move on. When in Rome is out. It's my mom saw this movie and it looked. She said it was cute and it had a good. It's just another chick flick. I don't care for chick flicks too much.
Chick flicks.
I thought it looked fine.
Yeah,
the only
it
time.
It does look amazing.
I'm sorry if there's any girls that are listening to this right now. But,
I doubt it, but
chick flicks. I'm sorry. I mean, girls can watch them for all I care.
But
I think the only moment for guys to watch chick flicks are when you are out
cuddling
on dates
with a girl.
Yes.
When you're
when
sitting
you
down
with
and
a
girl
female.
Sits on your lap and you wrap your arms around her.
Unless,
see,
of course, it's your sister.
Why, that's why we make them.
If it's your sister, leave the room.
Yes.
I mean, run.
Unless your sister's friend is there.
Oh.
Yes.
Stay there.
Yes,
you know.
Stay.
Maybe even video cam the
yeah.
Scene.
Yeah,
I know.
You could get your cell phone and set it up. And
post it on Facebook.
You know, put on YouTube.
What is the world coming to these days? Guys, come on.
Oh,
just
man.
Kidding.
Sorry, we're such perverts. Let's move on. Oh,
I
man.
Actually didn't think that was pervy at all.
Hey.
Talking about girls.
Hey, we're guys.
Nothing wrong with talking about girls. All right.
Yeah, we're getting off topic.
Okay, coming soon to theaters near you, Grown Ups, which looks very funny, in my opinion. My mom
hilarious.
Thought it was
Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Yes, it looks really funny. I thought it looks pretty cool. Twilight Eclipse. All right, I'm going to let you take this one.
Yes. Come on, Ryan. Our technician will take the floor now.
Okay, so, yes, I'm a very avid Twilight Saga fan. Sorry, do you guys want me to talk
about
this? Go ahead,
yeah,
Ryan.
Sorry.
We need you in this one.
I've read all the books at least 3 times, and I've watched the first 2 movies. Twilight was a total...
Duh.
It was destroyed. That's what it was.
It's like Aragorn. When you watch the movie Aragorn, it was like, oh my goodness, totally ruined compared to the book.
Ruined the book. The book was amazing.
Yeah.
The director was pretty bad. They got a new one for New Moon, though, and I pretty much like that one.
Team Jacob!
Actually,
I don't know.
Jacob, if you set
don't
aside
tell me
the Team Jacob and Team Edward thing, the movie is actually pretty good. I actually liked it.
Yeah, if girls don't go crazy about the team, whatever, I don't care.
Dude, that
and
gets,
it was an okay movie.
That gets really annoying. I mean,
it's a B movie.
I see a lot of people at school.
Team
Jacob, Team Edward. It's like, who cares?
No
just
one
a freaking movie.
They,
move on with your lives.
They did upstage Jacob like they did in the books, so that was totally fine. He did look good looking for girls out there. And
no one's gay in this podcast, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, we're all straight.
Yeah.
Get it.
Wow. Why did you
have got it?
We just got to put it
good
out there, dude.
Okay.
Moving on.
I mean, no one knows about us.
I've heard he's the vampire who gets the girl. I think he's pretty cool. They need a new actor for him, though. So, Eclipse is coming out. I really was looking forward to this because the other two movies were pretty bad with the action.
And acting. Sorry, acting was terrible.
Thanks. Yes, I do not like Kristen Stewart as
Bella. She's kind of depressing.
Yeah, she is.
And she's always biting her lip.
No, seriously. She is a depressing character, and to be honest, it's like watching Gilmore Girls with that one person, if you guys ever heard of Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Remember that one, the daughter? She's always, like,
yeah,
down and, like, ooh. I don't like that. It's just depressing.
I mean, she needs to be happy all the time, even if she isn't around Edward.
You know
I
what?
Mean,
that's the whole story, though. Have you read the books? Oh, wait. No, you haven't.
Oh,
so let me
talk.
I think I have.
No,
sorry.
I've only read the first chapter of the first book, so I can't say anything.
Yeah, so don't say anything, guys.
Oh, I've read the whole series.
Bella's supposed to be depressed, so she's totally fine. But she's going to be a little bit happier now because Edward's back, except for now she's got Victoria, is it? Yeah, she's got Victoria running after her with a bunch of newborn vampires. Creepy. Anyways,
let's put this one in there. What was the last scene of the movie again? What happened? I remember it was the hugest cliffhanger of the ending of New Moon. Remember what happened?
Oh yeah, Edward and Jacob get in a fist fight because Edward proposes to Bella. So, Breaking Dawn, we have a wedding.
Oh dear.
Dun dun dun.
Dear gosh.
Oh man.
Sell.
Weddings. You know, it'd be funny
wait
if she actually got married.
Eclipse has to happen first.
They have to have their trial of love.
Good
because
gravy. They're already 20.
I mean, come on.
This is like Harry Potter.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I mean, I'm going to be surprised if they make, I don't know if they have made a new Harry Potter series or if they've even announced of thinking about making one, but if they
they're
make
just
going to
finish the
they're going to finish the seventh one. I mean.
Anyways, off topic.
Sorry.
All right. Finish your
Eclipse
thing.
Is just supposed to be a little action-packed thing, and
we're good. Okay, you're done.
You're
yeah, the
you're done.
Is
shut
pretty
up
much over.
Shut up.
Excuse me? Just kidding.
We're just messing with you.
Guys, we're so
let's move on. We talked about Twilight too much, and I've only got a couple minutes to talk. Last Airbender. That's what I say about
excuse
it.
Me? I mean, I saw the cartoon series.
Cartoon series was cool.
That was hilarious. I liked watching, you know, the kids and everything, but in this one, they kind of seem a little too old, you know?
No, yeah.
Haven't you noticed, though? These Sokka and the girl, I forgot her name, they're supposed to be Antarctic natives. And what do? They put white actors in it.
Oh, come on.
They
don't
already
have racist
problem
in here.
No, I'm not racist. I just think that if they're going
they
to
need
star
to fit the position.
If they're going to star a character, they need to fit the position. And they had problems with that. People got angry because of Prince of Persia starring a white actor for a Persian character. And
although he did look amazing.
He did look really cool. And I mean, like, I'm usually not into this, but I mean, if you've got a character who's got a certain way of life, don't put a white in there. I mean, if it's going to be about native people from different countries, we don't need Americans in there.
I guess you got a point.
Yeah, they need
to be honest, decision. There's only been one movie I've seen that has a good visual of a native feel into it, and that was Apocalyptico. Yeah, that was an amazing movie, and the fact that they didn't use even the lick English, it was just a caption the whole time. That was phenomenally awesome. I love that movie. It was great.
Pretty cool.
It was. All right. Let's move
a bit
on.
Scary, you know, jumpy.
It was intense.
It was a scary.
Kept
you on your toes.
Yeah. All right. We're getting off. Two more movies, and we're gonna move on.
Predators.
Ooh.
I really hope they make this PG-13 because I want to watch this.
Craig, I'm just gonna
clear
kill you right here. But yeah, it's definitely gonna be rated R.
Sorry,
all you little wannabes, wannabe 17-year-olds can't see this movie.
Well, unless of course you have Clear Play at home,
and you gotta wait for it to come out on DVD.
Yes, I mean, rent it
on the DVD.
Watch it.
Rent it. Watch it. Love it.
Get your parents' consent, though.
Hey,
I mean, we
yeah,
don't want you guys
the
to
movie,
get in trouble.
Though. About the movie.
They've changed the scene. We're not on the Earth anymore.
That's actually pretty... I found
that's
that quite...
Scary. I wonder how that happens, you know?
The trailer doesn't give enough information.
Like, if you guys have seen Planet of the Apes, basically the whole entire time, he's on Earth, but the apes taken over. I'm actually afraid this is going to be another Planet of the Apes ripoff. I doubt it, but I'm just kind of, I got a hunch.
I think it looks authentic.
I think this is totally a new script, because you know that the Predators came from a totally different planet from the different movies. I mean, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, AVP,
I mean,
all of those ones. They were from a different planet, and several times they were just on the Earth to hunt the aliens, or whoever was there. They probably crash-landed, or whatever this movie thing was. But now, it's reversed. Humans get transported to their planet, and now they've got some game to hunt.
It's if you guys have ever read the book, The Most Dangerous Game, I'm fairly sure you guys have seen it, or read it, I'm sorry. It's about a guy releasing humans and hunting them. It's about a game hunter. He hunts animals, but he's found animals less interesting, and so he hunts humans. He, like, traps them on his island, and he hunts them. It's kind of, I'm kind of getting that feel from it. It's like predators taking humans, setting them off. I'm guessing, like, the best humans, you know. Like,
probably.
Yeah. And setting them off and hunting them for fun. It's just probably going to be like that.
The cool
and chances are they're all going to die, or they're going to save the planet and start an Earth, or there's going to be a sequel. I don't know.
No.
Many scenarios can happen.
Well, since this is the home planet of the Predators, I think these humans are going to die. All of them.
It could
even
be like Final Destination, where they all die at the end. Sorry if I spoiled a lot of things, but they all die. Sorry, guys.
Yes. I very strongly believe that all the characters will die and the Predators will live on. Because, I mean, all they are game. Even though they did come into their planet with a bunch of bullets and guns and stuff, Predators totally got you beat. Especially,
there's more Predators than there are humans. There's only, like, what, 7 of them?
Yeah.
Unless they find, like, the whole entire cap, like, all of them.
And set a bomb off, which they don't have.
Yeah, they don't have access to. I mean, hey.
I mean,
it's alien technology.
Chances are that they're all going to die, or in some miracle, and I bet they're going to do this somehow. It's going to be a Hollywood movie, of course. They're going to start a whole new race of humans on the planet and blah, 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 blah. Sequel after sequel. You know, whatever. Chances are it's not going to, but we'll see what happens.
That'd be funny if an alien popped in.
Oh, goodness graciousness. All right, let's move on. Last movie. There's this movie called Salt that's coming out with Angelina Jolie.
Oh, I saw the trailers for that movie. Totally psyched for it.
It does look interesting.
But it has
Angelina
Jolie. Isn't she getting a little ugh in her acting?
Well, no, hold on.
She's totally fine with her acting.
It's the fact that she's acting like a gunman. And I can't see her. I can't see a sexy woman being a gunman.
Oh,
I'm not being honest.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, she was a gunner.
Yeah,
well,
and that's why I didn't
like
that movie so much. I didn't want her to play that. It's like Cameron Diaz playing in that shoot movie. I can't remember what it's called. Where it's got Tom Cruise in it, and he's like
Mission Impossible.
No, it's not Mission Impossible. I forget what it's called. I think it's called Shooter or Shoot or something like that.
Gamer.
No.
Anyways,
moving on. It looks good. It looks interesting. It's about her.
Being
someone framing
Russian
her.
Russian spy.
Yeah, being a Russian spy, and they're trying to track her, but she's trying to clear it up, and it ties in with I think this one dude. I forget his name. What do you play in? I forget. Yeah, they're famous. There's famous people in it.
They all are.
Yeah.
Hollywood. We can let you figure that one out.
Yeah.
All right. I think that wraps it up for movies. We're just going to lightly touch on the PC from E3. Anyways, there's just one item of business for PC.
Here we go.
And that's the... There's a game called Tron. And if you guys are familiar with the Tron movie...
Hey.
You guys should talk about this because I don't know anything about
okay.
Tron.
Tron was a movie made in 1982. I saw the thing completely retarded. Well, back then it might have been advanced technology and everything, but it was stupid, even compared to Star Wars, which was made even later.
Yeah.
Earlier, you mean?
Earlier.
Yeah, sorry.
Earlier.
Sorry. Man, you guys are bad.
You're
anyways.
Bad.
Anyways.
No, okay, move on.
So, Tron, you know, it's about a character. I can't remember his name. For the life of me.
Maybe his name was Tron.
No. He gets
somehow lasered into the digital world.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
He's cool, and it's on the PC, and it's got good graphics, and you can make your own decisions in the game. It looks kind of cool, but I'm not gonna get it.
Excited for the movie to come out
because my computer can't run games at all. In fact, they don't have memory for them.
Check out Tron Legacy. Looks like it's gonna be a good movie. Okay.
Okay. All right, we're gonna move on to the 3DS.
Oh yeah.
And we just looked at this. On the E3 conference, and you're the Nintendo expert, Craig.
Yes, I am the Nintendo expert. The 3DS, basically from the E3 conference, is basically the same thing as all the other DSs.
The only difference with the 3D is you don't have to use glasses, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, no glasses, 3D visual. I guess you can take pictures in 3D, which is pretty neat. Did they have a price with it?
They didn't say anything. I didn't. At least I haven't seen anything. I can only imagine it is a regular DS. Maybe even more. Maybe even less. I really don't know.
I mean, I think the only reason why I would buy it is if it got all the old DS games and formatted them into a 3DS format.
Which would be awesome, but
yeah.
I don't know if they'd be able to do
that. I don't think they will.
No,
ever.
No, I don't think they will either. I don't even know if that's possible or not.
So, I'm not, yeah.
I don't think it's worth buying because it's just one little add-on thing. I'd buy it later on, although I never play with my handheld system because I haven't played my PSP in forever, so.
Don't get us wrong. We're not discouraging you.
No, it's
if
just...
If you want to buy it, go ahead.
It's just the idea of one little thing, or so far that's what we've seen is one little thing, is that things are in 3D. It doesn't sound like the best idea, the only idea of really buying it.
Yeah, I'd probably only buy it if there's a good game with it.
Yeah, if there was some really cool games that are coming out with it, which I haven't seen, you know, then I might consider buying it, but so far it doesn't look like it's worth it. But if you guys want to go try it, go, you know, knock yourselves out.
And if you want to look more into it, just go to the E3 conference.
Go on YouTube, look up, you know, videos. I'm sure they have a lot of stuff you can find on there. All right, we're going to move on to our segment of reviews, and up first, and because it's probably outdated, but we're just trying to get this approved by iTunes, so we're going to just name a few games that are out, and we're just going to, you know, review them, see what you guys think. So first up is Alan Wake, and we have a hands-on review. I've played and beaten the game. Craig and Ryan, they're just kind of watching me play through it, and we're almost done, but... We have just enough to give a good review on it.
It's a good game.
Yeah, Ryan, what do you think? Give us Craig. Sorry, Ryan, it's not supposed to be in this. Craig, give us some opinions on it.
Thanks, Jonathan. Well...
They're twins. It's hard to tell them apart.
Oh, okay. Anyways, from an outside perspective, watching the game, it was pretty exciting. It was really cinematic, you know, kind of like a movie. Watching someone else do the stuff, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean,
well, from me actually playing and beating the game, the gameplay was very, really great. Actually, the graphics were beautiful. Everything, the visuals were great. Gameplay was very fun. Actually, the whole entire idea of this game was made by Remedy, which they made the Max Payne series. And if you guys have played Max Payne for the original Xbox and other, I don't know, other systems are back on, but I just know the original Xbox. And and PlayStation 2, but it used a thing called bullet time where you basically slow down and you'd kind of do like a Matrix segment where you jump up and you'd shoot as many enemies as you could. In this game, they kind of use that perspective, but instead you can dodge enemies from coming at you with axes and pickaxes and trying to slash at you. You can dodge them and it'll slow down and it'll like zoom in on your character and it'll show you like. Quickly escaping from like an axe swing or whatever, and it's really cool how it works.
Very scary to watch, by the way.
When hordes of these darkness people are coming after you, it's pretty intense gameplay,
yes,
and it's also pretty awesome when you dodge everything when they throw an axe at you and you dodge the axe or whatever.
I would suggest to those that are out there that you know have problems with their bladder to wear diapers, please. I mean, come on.
Yeah, don't, you're not going to want to go there.
Don't soil the sofa, I mean, come on.
Well, let's explain the story. Alan Wake's about a famous book writer. His name's Alan Wake, of course, and he's famous for making this very big series. You remember what it was called?
It was mystery, I guess.
It was a
murder
mystery.
Mysteries.
Yeah, it was a murder mysteries. I forget what the book series was called, but he had made 5 of them, and he had been famous and huge for it, kind of like J.K. Rowling. Just put it as a J.K. Rowling perspective, very famous author. Point being is after that series, he hasn't made a book or written a book for 2 years, and he had trouble with writing a book. We never really found out exactly why he had a writer's block, but he hasn't written anything for 2 years. And his wife Alice and him had been fighting previously in their wedding. Their
marriage
had just been in jeopardy almost. Their wedding.
Yeah.
Their wedding was in jeopardy.
Yeah, their wedding.
They
got married a year ago.
Yeah.
Their wedding's in jeopardy right now.
Yeah. No, but his wife suggested they go on a trip to a place called Bright Falls, and when he eventually goes, and while they're there, they get a whole entire like apartment mixed up in this, and they eventually get into the wrong place, which is basically a haunted lake.
Yes.
And after having a little fight with his wife, because his wife brings a typewriter, and he starts freaking out about why are you doing this? Because we're supposed to be like
vacationing.
Yeah. And so he gets mad at her. He runs off for like a couple of minutes, and then she disappears out of nowhere. And then you after trying to search for her, you jump into a lake because you're on the island you're on is a lake, and you jump into the lake and try and save her. It blacks out, and you're in a crashed car, and you go from there. It's a lot of fun. The story so far. I mean, when I first started, I was like, wow, that's amazing. It was great.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun watching.
One of the great things is there was a lot of guns, actually. I was afraid they were just going to be the revolver, but there's like a different types of guns. There's the shotgun, there's the rifle, there's pump action. There's different varieties of shotguns. There's pump action and the double barrel and the automatic shotgun. Although I haven't been able to find that one. But and there's collectibles. You know, you have to look for these thermoses that are just coffee thermoses that are just lying around. It's kind of weird, but
caffeine.
Yeah, they're just lying around everywhere.
Scary people plus caffeine equals good time.
Yeah, yeah, fun stuff.
Yes.
And there's also different varieties of light sources, because the whole entire time you're fighting these things called the Taken, and they're taken by darkness, and the only way to really destroy them is hitting them with a light, and then you burn.
You mean shining them with a light?
Shining them,
not hitting them with a light.
You hit them with a.
Well, you could hit them with flare guns, and that's my favorite weapon.
Yeah,
actually,
it's
flare guns.
And there's all different kinds of things you can do in it, and it's a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. What I was saying is, once you burn all the darkness away from them, then you can shoot them. They'll die eventually. But it's pretty intense, and you're not supposed to. The whole entire idea was you're not supposed to be this superhero who can take many axe swings. You can only take about 5, like. One or two different axe wings, and you'll be dead. So it's pretty intense gameplay, and it was a lot of fun. The only thing that we would ever have a concern about this game is if it didn't have a sequel, the ending is terrible.
Yes. Even though I haven't finished the whole thing yet, I kind of
we're not gonna spoil anything for you. But if it didn't have a sequel, ending is terrible.
I saw the ending. Sucked.
Yeah, it was pretty big. But
if there is a sequel, it will be amazing.
Yeah, it will be a real. It sounds like a great series that could start. So we're gonna end it with a 9.5 out of 10. It's a
great
score. Replay value very small. The only reason I would ever replay it is just to play it on the nightmare difficulty, which you unlock by the time you're done. And so it's pretty small. If you really want to replay it, then I mean, go ahead. But user score was an 8.9, and the critic score was an 8.4 on average. That's not including us, but those are your scores for you. All right, so our next review is going to be on Skate 3. It's also another hands-on review. I'll take this one because I'm pretty much the only one who's played this except for you.
Yeah, I've only messed around.
Like, for like 20 seconds. He enjoyed killing himself the entire time.
Falling off cliffs.
The only problem, well, I'll first say that everything is great. The new area, there's new areas you can go to. If you guys have played Skate 1 and Skate 2, then you're not in Sand Van at all. There's no Sand Van at all. It is a lot of fun. The only problem with it, and there's a lot of more different tricks you can do. Like
dark
you can
slide.
You can do dark slides. You can also catch. You can always. What are those things called? Like you do a kickflip and then you do like a heel flip in midair. I forget what they're called. I'm not. I used to skate. I don't skate anymore. It's great. The visuals are great. It's a beautiful game. There's
underflip.
Only there's only a couple. Oh, they're called underflips. There's only a couple problems with it. Is one, nothing really has changed with goals and missions, I guess you could say, or whatever you want to call it. They're basically the same.
Just go ahead and talk, Max.
You forgot to mention the Alan Wake prequels you're supposed to watch.
Oh!
I'm trying to let you guys know.
Oh my goodness, we forgot something.
Wait. Pause.
We'll pause. We're
paused.
We're going to cut this
part.
By the
way, while we're
you're going to have a lot of editing
part.
To do.
While we're at this pause, you should invite me to do Red Dead because I just beat the game and I have a very thorough review on it.
Okay. And nothing, it's all the same. You're doing the same ideas. You're still taking pictures for magazines. The only really different thing is instead of earning money, you sell boards because you're trying to, Retta, the basically like your manager, I guess now, used to be your cameraman, is now your manager for your company. You're trying to start a company and sell boards and decks just to sell out, you know? And the whole entire goal of the game is to sell 1 million decks. It's a good idea, don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, it's going to grow out. It's like Tony Hawk series, which is basically dead now.
Yes.
After Ride, I'm like, you know what, I'm done with Tony Hawk series. Improving Ground was bad enough as it was. I don't see how they can continue with that. They're starting to hit that point where you're going to not care anymore. Like, the only real reason to getting it is it's like buying a new sports game. It's just updating the characters, you know, different, you know, I guess different places to skate. Stuff like that. It's
not very important.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun game, and there's it. The multiplayer in it is a lot of fun. You can invite friends come over, and you can do teamwork. You can do team co-op things online. You can't do a split screen. That's a pretty bad. That's what I didn't like about it. Is you could do split screen previously, like do skate games, but you can't do split screen again in this one. But you can go online with your friends, and you guys can do different co-op missions, and you can earn boards together and sell boards together, and there's actually a park building system now, and whenever someone downloads your park, you earn boards that way, and it's pretty fun stuff. There's a lot of new stuff that you can do in it, but an overall rating, we are gonna give this an 8.3, which is good. Critic score was 8.2, user score was 8.4, and this is not including our score. Replay value, pretty high actually. It's enough fun to play again and again if you really want to. Of course, I don't know if you can play after. I never got through everything. I'm fairly certain you can just continue afterwards. I mean, but you can always, you know, go again. I'm pretty sure it replay value is pretty high. It's a lot of fun to play. Our next review is Red Dead Redemption, and we're going to have a special guest, my brother,
Max Raketrup. Oh, man.
He's going to help out, because he's actually
greatest
played,
guy
he's
ever.
Played and beaten the game. I've played about a quarter way through, but he's going to help out with our review. Max, what do you have to say about
Hello,
this
Hello, Craig and Jonathan. This game, Dead Redemption, is one of the best games I think I have ever played. It has recently come out, along with Alan Wake. And
it was on the same date.
Same date as Alan Wake. For those of the Grand Theft Auto series, it plays very much the same. It's very expansive, a very expansive world. You have basically the whole Western frontier to explore. There's so much you can do in this game. There's the main storyline along with side quests, but I guess you could go ahead and say there are side quests that you can go ahead and complete that further expand the game, and the choices affect whether there's a bounty on your head, whether, like, I personally like to go around and steal people's wagons from them, and once I do that, and if I am lucky and kill all the eyewitnesses or lasso them and make sure I bribe them, I guess you could say, to not tell anybody, and then bounty won't come on my head, but if I do it and probably or the law sees me, then, you know, I'll get in trouble. And that's just one of the examples of the many, many things you can do in the game. It is so expansive that to me personally, I think it has revolutionized the gaming industry
For Western games, that is. Well, I mean, I've never seen a Western game this great. Most Western games, like Gun and Call of Juarez, or yeah, whatever. I don't even care. That game was stupid. They've never really met up to a good Western game, and so far, Red Dead Redemption's just been the best one.
Well, I don't even know if it's just Westerns. I think it applies to all games for the fact of how, like I said, expansive it is, because there's so many decisions you can play, and the replay value on it is incredible. I don't think I'll be trading this game in for a long while, just because I can play it again and again, and have a different story come out each time.
You guys should let me come over and play it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, if you guys have played role-playing games like Fable or Mass Effect or what's that other one? Far Cry 2, and you know how big and how open it is. You can go around everywhere. Red Dead Redemption is like twice as big as all those games.
Yes, and the good thing is, as though it may be big, you will never get lost in the game. As with, I don't know, well, in Far Cry, it took forever to travel.
You couldn't quick travel in Far Cry. The only way to get around was on a vehicle or walk, which would be painful, but and that was the only way, and I didn't like that a lot. But in Red Dead, you can camp, and then you can travel to a certain city.
And not like camp and pick off people.
Yeah.
We can physically build a campfire and tent around it. It's pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah. And you can, like, whenever you save, you sleep for 6 hours and you go back into the game. And you can leave the campsite, or you can travel to a waypoint you've previously set, or you can go to a town that you know of. And another thing great about this is you have to know the place. You either have to visit it, or you can buy a map from, like, a general store and use it, and you can know what's around the area. But the point is, you have to either find it or find a map to know of this place, or else you won't be able to go to it.
Yes, let's go ahead and talk about some of the aspects of the game. In the first Red Dead Revolver,
which was previously owned by Capcom, Rockstar Games, which are the makers of Grand Theft Auto, bought this game off of them.
Yes, I think they've done a very good job.
They did a great job.
That's beside the point. Anyways, some aspects of the game, they've brought back similar to Bullet Time and Max Payne, where... by the way, speaking of Max Payne, do you know there's a Max Payne 3 coming out? Just a little
hint. Yeah, there is.
Alright, anyways. So, basically, you go into something called Deadeye, and what you do in Deadeye is you essentially slow time down, and it becomes sort of a, I guess, sepia in the background, and you can target individual people with your gun, depending on what you're using. Honestly, one of the coolest things I think I've ever seen, because killing bad guys or good guys in slow motion is just awesome. And there's some very cool cinematic cutscenes. Speaking of which, you can duel people. People will
challenge you.
Yeah, they'll challenge you in the towns, and you can go ahead and duel them right in the middle of the street, and then loot their body after you kill them.
Or you can just, or if you want to be the good guy, you can disarm them, shoot them in the hand, and you know, you'll get more honor and you know stuff. Oh. Let's talk about the story.
The story is amazing. You are trying, in the gist of it, it's so expansive. I mean, I've already played 22 hours of it, and I just beat the game.
Don't spoil anything.
I won't spoil anything, but the gist of it is, in Red Dead Revolver, you're an outlaw, and you come back in Red Dead Redemption, and you've been essentially hired, quote unquote, by the government as John Marston. Well, they've taken your family hostage, and you cannot get them back or see them, and they're always being threatened with death if you do not do what the government tells you to do, which is find these two men, Bill Williamson and Javier Escuela. And that is basically what the game is, but I'm not going to spoil anything. There are several twists and turns on how
and
to
scenarios.
Find them.
There's so many scenarios.
There's so many things you can set up just to find them. That's basically the game, but that's very, very, very simple overview. That is not I don't know really how to put this. It's not exactly that is what the game is about, but there's much more that happens. Very, very worth picking up and checking out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Definitely not a blockbuster rent, because
you will not have enough fun.
That's like giving a crack addict a piece of crack, and you just want more and more, so you might as well just go buy the game.
Yeah, seriously. So let's talk about multiplayer. Have you ever
Yes, multiplayer is great and expansive as well.
There's actually a DLC that just came out for it. You know,
yes, the co-op mission packs, which are great. You can go ahead and go online and team up.
And it's free.
Yes,
it's totally free.
But you can go online and make a posse with other cowboys or miners or whatever you guys are. You can choose whatever character you want to be. And then you basically go around and you can either be good outlaws or bad outlaws. And once you have a bounty on you, once it's up to about $100, you become visible on the map and everybody can hunt you down for your money, or for whatever your bounty is worth, which is pretty awesome. Or you can go around and be as good as you want, be the sheriff, or you can, I don't know, just everything you can possibly think of in the West,
you can do it
in this game. However, I do advise, this is a very, very mature game with mature elements in it.
It's
not
very vulgar.
For kids.
Yeah, it is a pretty vulgar game.
However excellent it may be, it is not for children.
Kind of like, it's almost, I always think that, I don't know why, but I compare it to Fallout 3. It's not as bloody as Fallout 3, but it is definitely as vulgar and as mature as Fallout 3 is. A lot of sexual content in this. It's pretty bad.
When you're sleeping in front of the whorehouse, I mean, you can't.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
It's bad. But
and there's gambling references.
Yes,
you can
gambling,
play poker.
Drugs. You use, well, not hardcore drugs, but you have to use tobacco to refill your Deadeye meter.
And there's also drinking.
Such.
You can take if you go to a bar, you can take shots. You can get drunk eventually, which is funny because he starts stumbling around and everything. But it there's a lot of drug reference in this, so. Not for kids. Kids, stay away from this game. It's not good for you.
On an indie note, I think my favorite thing to do is to take off the sawed-off shotgun in the game. By the way, there's a variety of weapons.
There's a lot of weapons.
But my favorite thing to do is to run up on people in multiplayer and get as close as I can and just shoot them in the back and watch them fall off their horse. The dynamics of them falling off their horses.
And, like, their foot can get caught in the
yes,
horse.
Yes, their foot
saddle.
Gets caught in the
the little ring on
yeah.
the side. I forget what they're called. Foot holders.
And they get dragged by a horse. You can lasso people off their horse and drag them through the town. That's really
fun. It's pretty funny. It's pretty
just
funny
humiliating
stuff.
People online and in single player. But.
Yeah, yeah. And on average, how long do you think if straight playing through all the missions,
I
how long would it take you?
I straight played through the missions, and I was only 71% done. And
how
that
long
took me 18 and a half hours just to beat the single player.
Now, if you add up everything else you do and more, and
if,
then some.
And
I mean,
in order to get all the costumes and all the levels of master of sharpshooter and hunting and whatnot, you
got yourself like 40 hours, I'd say max plus.
Yeah, max, I'd say about 40 hours. Plus the replay value, you can go back and just play it again.
Yeah,
it's
and again
so awesome.
And again and again. Yeah, and it is a lot of fun. So in the rounding it up on our score from a scale of 1 to 10, we give it a 9.8. And that's our editor's choice right there for you. It's just such a great game. It is so great. I can't even think of anything that's wrong with it. I mean,
I can think stuff wrong with it. I didn't like some of the mature content that was in it.
It was
bad. I guess some people really look for that, but I think I could have toned it down more and still come out with equally a great of a game.
I mean, there's a lot of sailor talk in there. I mean, if you
well, yeah,
about.
There's just stuff in that I think. I mean, I guess you could say that it. Portrays, I guess you could say, the essence of the West or the Old West, but
like they did with World at War, Call of Duty World at War. There's always that swearing and stuff. I mean, and it's in my opinion just kind of unnecessary.
Yeah, well, some of it I don't know. I don't feel like it would have been in the West. I feel like it's just been added for the more mature viewers. I don't
just
know.
For all those people who want to get that.
Yeah,
that twisted
I don't know
feeling.
Why, but I mean, I guess you could say it was part of the West. Just,
I guess that's really
it was overdone at some time. But I do give this game, I would say on a personal, I give it a 9.5, I think. It was just a great game overall.
Well, on averaging out for us, we're going to give it a 9.8. Editor's choice, critic score was a 9.5. A user score was a 9.3. That's not including our score. We're going to give our last review. We got just one more for you guys, and then we're dragging this on along. But our last one is Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands. This is also another hands-on review, but I only rented it and I almost beat it. I swear I was like 10 minutes from beating it. I had to return it because I'm not allowed to play on the weekdays. It was school days. So I wasn't allowed to play. But I got enough knowledge to give it a review. The visuals they were great. They were beautiful, but they weren't top-notch. Like, they weren't Forza 3. But the problems with it is that you only have one weapon, and that's just one sword the entire time. I don't know if there was another one if you pre-ordered the game, which I don't understand why you would, because it doesn't look like it's worth pre-ordering at all. It's pretty stupid just have one sword. Although I did find that in the first bit part of the game, the fighting was kind of slow and boring. But when you get into it more and you get magic spells and stuff, it's pretty fun gameplay to fight and stuff. And there's a lot, and if you guys research this game, there's a lot of enemies at one time. It can be over 100 enemies at one time coming at you. It's a lot of fun. And it's challenging too, because there's a certain amount of time you can use this magic, and you have to refill it every now and then by like smashing open pots and stuff. You get health by that way too, and you can also upgrade your magic and everything, and you can make that bar go higher. And, you can get more stuff. It's pretty challenging, too. Also, with the magic, if you die at a certain point, you can rewind time. And if you guys know, if you played the previous Prince of Persia, I think it's the Sands of Time, I think that's what it was. It basically continues from that game, and it uses the idea of rewinding time. Except in this time, instead of an unlimited amount of rewind time, you have a certain limited amount, which is good. I think it's good because it gives you a kind of a challenge. It's more challenging than it is. It's pretty fun. The story is about the prince. I forget his name. He's going to meet his brother, and he's overrun by the great
Dust
army.
On.
What was it?
Dustan.
Dustan.
Yeah.
He's going to see his brother, and his brother is being overrun by this great army. It was against the Persian War, and he's trying to defend his castle and everything, and you're just trying to help him out. And he goes in to unleash a great army, a sand army that was previously like locked up, I guess, if you will, was trapped and it wasn't supposed to be opened. But long story short, he opens it. They come out and they do wipe out the enemy and them, and they all like get overrun by, and his brother is being like overrun by this great demon of sands and everything, and you can just go on from there. The only problem with the story is it's very predictable. It's just kind of, you know, I know, I mean, I haven't finished it, but I know what's gonna happen at the end. But
just go see the movie.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have anything to do with the movie, actually. Nothing.
Take that back.
It has nothing to do with the movie. It doesn't really include it. I think the only thing that's the same is it's the same prince, and it kind of looks the same. I guess you could try to compare them. But in an overall rating, we give this a 7.5, an okay rating. It's really, that's just a rental game. This is kind of renting it first. But if you want to go buy it, I mean, go ahead. But I would recommend buying it. I mean, it doesn't sound like good. Critic score is a 7.7. The user score is an 8.0. That's not including our score. Replay value, close to nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just close. Yeah, I wouldn't replay this at all.
I mean, you basically know what's gonna happen.
You know what's gonna happen. It's like playing. It's like replaying Alan Wake, unless you want to play in a different difficulty. And there's only two different settings for a difficulty, which is kind of dumb. I don't see the point in playing this again. So that's pretty much it. Alright, that's it for our reviews. We only got a couple items left. One of them is music. And this is going to be outdated, but we're just trying to get this out here. We only got a couple albums that have been released. The first one is Bingo by the Steve Miller's Band. It just got released. I haven't looked at it, I mean, so we're just gonna announce these. If you guys want us to review the music, this is going to be really big. I'll get to that at the end. Another album is Time Flies, 1994, 2009. Best Hits, basically. It doesn't say that, but it's a Best Hits by Oasis. Thank Me Later by Drake. Eminem came out with his new album, Recovery. All We Have Left by what's that name? I can't even pronounce it. Boyce Avenue, I guess. The Toy Story 3 original soundtrack is out. I don't have the artist for that, but you go from there. 303 released a single, Double Vision. Now 13, now that's what I call music, 13 is out. They're kind of dragging on, but it's just radio music. Can't Be Tamed, single by Miley Cyrus, and no one cares. Scream,
yeah.
Scream by Ozzy Osbourne. Now, if you guys want us to review this music, just send in yes or no to the.cd.killers.podcast@gmail.com. Just send in yes or no. You don't have to
click all lowercase, by the way.
Yeah, it's
and
yeah.
We're gonna repeat it. The dot CD killers.
No, it's just the dot CD dot killers dot podcast at gmail.com. Well, and we'll include it in the info bar. All right. Now we do a segment that we would go to the Gmail account and go to the mailbox, and we'd see if you guys had any questions for us. So send in questions to that Gmail account. Although we're gonna send you a question right now, and see if, remember to answer it at this at the Gmail account. What is your favorite video game of all time, on which system and why? We're gonna give our favorites. Mine is Spyro 2 Ripto's Rage for the PS1. I've always loved Spyro. He's the coolest purple dragon ever known to man. And I'm always disappointed when they try to make a new one. It's not by Insomniac, the same people who made that game. They made the Ratchet and Clank series, but they've gone PS, and I only have an Xbox 360. So I've never been able to play another. I haven't played Spyro in years, but I loved that game when I was a child. It was so much fun. The graphics, the visuals, everything was so much fun about it. Ryan, you want to tell us about your favorite video game you got here?
Yeah, my favorite video game is
of all time is
definitely got to be Kingdom Hearts 2. I have been a very big fan of the Final Fantasy games. Those were very good. The ones that are coming out recently, but the original is definitely better, and I love how they incorporated Disney characters with the Final Fantasy thing. And then they came out with the new characters, like the Heartless and Sora and Riku and Kairi. I really liked the second Kingdom Hearts better than the first one, because the first one was like, okay, we defeat a bunch of bosses from like the old Disney movies, like Maleficent and Ursula, and just to release princesses. I mean, come on. But the second one, you go against Organization 13, which actually wants to release Hollow Bastion, which is the, I guess, Kingdom Hearts, basically. It's the core of all the worlds, which I really enjoyed. So that's why I like that game.
My favorite game, I guess it's just a twin thing, but I'm going to have to go with Ryan. It was Kingdom Hearts 2. And almost basically the same reason. I really loved the Final Fantasy series, especially Final Fantasy VII. With Cloud and Sephiroth. I mean, those were my favorite characters. But I like how they incorporated some of the Disney series with it as well, which was actually pretty cool, mixing Final Fantasy with Disney. I liked it. I don't know. I'm a big nerd. Anyways.
Anywho.
Nerd. Nerd alert.
Anywho. Well, we got one little last item. I forgot to mention this in our Alan Wake review. There's also the Alan Wake, like,
prequels.
They're like DLC episodes that are coming out. And if you bought Alan Wake New, it'll come with a redemption code for it, and you get to play it sometime in summer. I don't know when the date is, like July sometime. I'm not quite too sure. But you get to get it for free, the first episode for free, which is really cool, because it's a gimmick, but it's kind of cool because it's a free episode beforehand, and then you can get more episodes. I'm pretty sure they're going to give more DLC episodes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one more reason to buy Alan Wake new. I wouldn't buy it used. I'm pretty sure no.
It's got to be new.
It's got to be new. Buy it new, guys.
And don't rent it.
Yeah, I would rent Alan Wake. You're going to have too much fun that you're going to think, man, I wish I bought this. You're going to waste your money. Your $8 on blockbuster.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, well, that's basically it. We're going to sign off here.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
This is the first episode ever. Thank you, Ryan. Big shout out to you, man. Kudos for, he's the one making this possible, and hopefully iTunes will approve this this message.
And thanks to Max for making that special visit.
He did play, and he had played and beaten Red Dead, so thank you, Max, for coming with us. He's not here at the moment, so he doesn't really have anything else to say. Thank you guys for listening. And remember to join us on Facebook. Our group is the CD Killers Podcast. It's got the really cool logo on it, so you know where to find it. And
don't forget to email us.
Yeah, don't forget to email us one more time, the.cd.killers.podcast@gmail.com. And if you want to email the question, remember, if you want to leave your gamer tag or, you know, gaming nickname, if you will, just leave it there, and we'll be able to put your question on the air, or your answer on the air. And if you guys have any questions, comments, remember to put it on the to email us whenever. And that's basically it for us. Ryan, Craig, Jonathan, me, we're signing off. Peace out, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
You guys
see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.
You guys stay out of trouble, and remember, this is the best place in Woodbridge, Virginia, to find your gaming news and local gaming news, and also on every other system known to man.
Yes.
And remember to answer our question if you want us to review music or not. We're still debating on whether or not to do that. Just tell us yes or no, and thanks for your cooperation. We will see you next week.